And last but certainly not least, we've got Wicked.
You might recognize her from the cover of Forbes. Ugh, she is a doozy. It's no secret that women can be prone to the yandere mentality, but naturally, they're incredibly difficult to catch.
Most women with the yandere psychological profile are meticulous in their planning and manipulation.
Normal, successful, happy. No reason to suspect anything's amiss. Then they run off to Europe with a new lover, and years later you find the restraints welded to the basement floor.
Yeah, the female yandere creates the Stockholm syndrome from the outside, but Wicked wasn't like that.
Narcissist. She could have kidnapped herself. She would have. So she looked for a surrogate, you could say. If it wasn't for the entire energy grid crashing from all the extra power she was using at her office, I don't know we ever would have found her.
This is the last file. We can go over a breakdown of your thoughts after this.
Close the door behind you. Were you followed? Didn't you read the email? Our company can't afford to have any more of our talent poached by Theranos. We'll continue to have our employee evaluations at night until we figure out who's spying on us. Did Morgan sound knowledgeable about the Department of Justice? Like, for a lawyer? I just can't think of a reason why they'd be so interested in fraud, fraud, fraud all the time if he wasn't some kind of cop. You know what? This is a toxic thought pattern. His aura is wigging me out. I'll just fire him. Have you been wearing your doctor bracelet? Good. Let's take a look at your hormone levels. It will be insightful as to how you're handling the stress from these clinical trials. I don't want to promote you to a more challenging position if you're already strained by this simple one. All right, I've seen enough. I want you to know that this company is my baby. It is my actual flesh and blood child that came out of my vagina, and I will drive to soccer practice however many times it takes for her to get into Stanford, just like her mama. And while this startup is only 3 years old and already valued at $78 billion, we need to think long term. Even leading the charge in the medical field, I cannot be expected to run this company past the age of 112. I think I'll have earned a retirement, at which point we'll need a younger executive who can continue to innovate far into the future. I'm talking about a clone of myself. I had the lab whip this up, a $7.2 million investment in the future. It's come. Very special come. The spermatozoa inside are engineered to completely replace the DNA of an ovum with my own. Now, with my diet of carrots, amphetamines, and periodic fasting, I am capable of using 96% of my brain, but 0% of my uterus. It's time for you to step up. Like that'll work. The door locked behind you. My office is a Faraday cage. I anticipated this reaction, and I've decided I don't care. You have a glorious purpose, furthering my vision, and I'm not going to let little things like fear or medical ethics stop you from achieving your potential. Don't pout. I've already won this little chess match, because the real trap isn't physical. It's social. You'll never work in this town again if you don't do exactly what I say. Compared to the allegations I'll level against you if you don't submit, a little sexual harassment claim seems like a petty afterthought. Who will everyone believe? I'm a girl boss. When people say believe women, they're talking about me, not you. It's my turn to get away with everything I want. And what I want is you. Exactly, precisely, you. My perfect little surrogate. And besides, now that we've discussed the stick, I think it's time we evaluate the carrot. Don't you want to see my strap, doll face? It's a nice one. Not as heavy as glass, but definitely not a cheap plastic toy. Girthy, too. The boys in the lab designed something more svelte to inseminate you with. Something more pink and feminine. Fuck that. More is more. Look at that. This is a superior cock. I've tried it out thoroughly. And if you take a minute, really think about the consequences of our actions today. I think you'll enjoy it just as much as I have. Give it a little kiss. Go on. Do a little show for me. Or maybe I just leave you broken, unbelieved and unemployable in a ditch somewhere. Good girl. Now that's using your head for once. On your knees, peasant. Let's get harnessed and ready to breed. Now make sure you lick all around it. I don't want any friction when I decide I want it buried in your cunt. How about just a little suck? I want to see your dumb little lips around my strap. You're mine, you know. I can't have you running to the media for the next year or so. You'll be carrying a very strategic payload, so I'll be keeping a very close eye on you. As much as I like knocking boots with the lights on, I've got something very special I want to show you. Something which gets my girl boss cock very hard. Oh, am I pulling your hair too hard? Blowjob's over, peasant. Lay on the couch. No, not on the couch, you mouth-breathing typist. Over the arm. Stick your ass up in the air and present your pussy. Didn't you ever wonder why I have a fucking mirror on the wall? I'll give you a hint. It's not so I can catch your last illusions of self-worth vanish as I turn you into my incubator/cum dumpster. Stop whining. You're ruining this. If you cry on my Versace couch, I'll turn your asshole into a warmer for my coffee thermos. Look. Look in the mirror.
Lights off.
It's your little hamster cage, dollface. Just on the other side of my mirror. It's got a desk for you to keep up your quarterly performance. No internet, of course. A bed. Even a giant fucking wheel for you to run in. You're mine. You're actually all mine. I can breed as many clones of myself with your wet, fertile pussy, and there's nothing you can do about it. You're my office bitch, and I will take your fucking tit milk to feed my literal clone because your body is a company asset. It's all for the best, you little whore. Yeah, your appearance was very distracting to some of my employees. Those high estrogen levels of yours means your place is getting fucked, getting pregnant, and getting fucked again and again. That is all your delicious, tight little pussy is good for. God, are you going to fucking come? Are you going to fucking come on my custom strap? Good. Good. I want you to imprint on me. Because if you don't get pregnant this time, I want your legs shaking with anticipation for how I'll punish you. Lift your hips. You ready? You ready to take my load? Yes. Take it. Yes. That's it. That was amazingly easy. Up. Get up. Through the door there. Lay on the bed and keep your legs elevated. I'll be watching you. What a slut.
Hey, B, you still looking at the pervert gallery with the newbie? We should get started with applying the curve and getting the specifics laid out. I want to get lunch first, though. I'm thinking, Hey, B? Newbie? That's fucking weird. No! Fuck! What the fuck? Hello? Is anyone out there? Damn it. Fucking files are gone. Fucking kidding me. Give me the director. Now! It's the new hire. They've taken the files and they've kidnapped my partner. Yes, I'm sure. She wouldn't have left her phone and her weapon. I think I smell chloroform. I'm locked in the fucking basement! What do you mean? The new hire! The one you sent down this morning! They start next week? That's... No, that... Fuck.